My mouth is moving before I can get control. Yes, Fred was a fuckwit. He kept asking me stupid questions, was too dumb to learn from his own mistakes, made work for other people to mop up after him, and held a number of opinions too tiresome to list. He shouldn't have been in the course, and I told him to tell Dr. Volman, but he didn't listen. Fred was a waste of airspace, and one of the most powerful bogon emitters in the laundry.
Bogons?
Hypothetical particles of cluelessness. Idiots emit bogons, causing machinery to malfunction in their presence. System administrators absorb bogons, letting the machinery work again. Hacker folklore.
Did you kill Frederick Ironsides?
Not deliberately.
Yes. You've got my tongue. No. Damn it, he did it himself.
Damn fool shorted out the containment wards during a practical, so I hit him with the extinguisher, but only after he was possessed. Self-defense. What kind of spell is this?
No opinions, Robert. Facts only, and just the facts, please. Did you hit Frederick Ironsides with a fire extinguisher because you hated him?
No, because I was scared shitless that the thing in his head was going to kill us all. I don't hate him. He's just a bore, but that isn't a capital offence. Usually.
The woman on his right makes a note on her pad. My inquisitor nods. I can feel chains of invisible silver holding my tongue still. Chains binding me to the star chamber carpet I stand upon.
Good. Just one more question, then. Of the students on your training course, who least belonged there?
Me.
Before I can bite my tongue, the compulsion forces me to finish the sentence.
I could have been teaching it.
The sea crashes on the shore endlessly, a grey continuum of churning water that meets the sky halfway to infinity. Shingle crunches as I walk along what passes for a beach here, past the decaying graveyard that topples gently down the slope to the waters below. Every year the water claims another foot off the headland. Dunwich is slowly sinking beneath the waves until finally the church bells will toll with the tide. Seagulls scream and whirl and snap in the air above me like dervishes. I came here on foot to get away from the dormitory and the training unit and the debriefing offices built from what used to be two rows of ramshackle cottages and a big farmhouse. There are no roads in or out of Dunwich. The Ministry of Defence took over the entire village back in 1940 and redirected the local lanes, erasing it from the map and the collective consciousness of Norfolk as if it never existed. Ramblers are repulsed by the thick hedges that surround us on two sides, and the cliff that protects its third flank. When the laundry inherited Dunwich from MI5, they added subtler wards. Anyone approaching cross-country will begin to develop a deep sense of unease a mile or so outside the perimeter. As it is, the only way in or out is by boat, and our watery friends will take care of any unwelcome visitors smaller than a nuclear submarine.